One of the rulings could resolve the last legal challenge to Act 10, the law that stripped public employee unions of most of their collective bargaining rights. Another will determine whether a state law requiring voters to have a photo ID is constitutional. The third will determine whether the state's domestic partner registry violates the state's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says it's unusual for the court to decide so many big cases so late in the year, and she expects the opinions will reflect the divisions on the court.
I anticipate there'll be dissents and maybe concurring opinions and statements back and forth in between the dissent and the majority opinion, as we've seen in some of these other cases. And so I suspect everybody's going to be doing a lot of reading when the cases finally do come out.
If the court rules to uphold the voter ID law and strike down the domestic partner registry, the rulings would not have an immediate effect because challenges to both the marriage amendment and the voter ID law are still pending in the federal appeals court. But Gieske says if the court strikes down the voter ID law, that would bring an end to the federal challenge as well.
If our court were to find voter ID, for example, unconstitutional under the Wisconsin Constitution, it would moot out anything the federal court was doing, and it'd be done.
Lawyers defending the domestic partner registry say they're confident the court will agree with their argument that while the registry grants some benefits to same-sex partners, it does not create a legal status similar to marriage. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.